This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Roger Stone's coming up, and he's actually a little late getting back in the studio, so that's fine. We're going to continue on. Millie Weaver, with your contacts in Los Angeles, I don't know if anybody that's gotten into the Getty Center there and the actual works of Manly P. Hall. I know some folks that would who aren't on the Satanist side, but the Christian side, that would probably kill metaphorically to get in to see those. So you got the floor. You were kind of ranting during the break.
Yeah.
Lay this out.
Well, basically, Manly P. Hall himself was not a Satanist. He was just somebody who was an academic and really into literature, manuscripts he collected. He had like his own mini library of Alexandria. It was Aleister Crowley that he loathed. And actually, when his students would come to him and say, hey, you know, I'm interested in dabbling in this stuff, he would actually pull out a handwritten letter that he had of Aleister Crowley's. It was actually a poem, basically, of Aleister Crowley being a pedophile and expressing his pedophile lust than once, and it was absolutely disgusting. So,
well, Crowley reportedly killed his own son.
Well, you know, Crowley was just sick. I mean, if you actually read some of the stuff, it's absolutely
disgusting. Pathetic wimp, just like people worship Kim Jong-un. He was a Kim Jong-un, weak, pathetic scumbag.
Exactly. He was disgusting. And so these disgusting satanic groups would actually try and get their hands on these manuscripts. And Manly P. Hall actually bought them up and hoarded them to protect them from these satanic groups. And actually, he had a very untimely, mysterious death when these satanic groups wanted these manuscripts. They actually, in his old age, tricked him into signing over the rights of these manuals to him. And then he died mysteriously, very odd, you know, after that. And while there's this investigation into his murder, into his untimely death, and they were suing over that they wanted these satanic manuscripts, his ex-wife, or his widow, should I say, she had to battle them in court, and she ended up selling them to the Getty instead of giving them to these satanic groups where they could be held and kept more safely. But it's just
without getting into means, I mean, I know you've told me some of the stuff, it's off record, but interesting how you guys got in to be able to see all this.
Yeah, you know, we were actually able to get in and see this stuff because we had established rapport with people at PRS through an academic perspective. And they were like, okay, you know, they've had people come in and do hit pieces just in general do a hit piece on Masonry. But in actuality, these Aleister Crowley Satanists, they call themselves Masons. But in reality, Aleister Crowley himself was rejected.
That's right. And I want to say this. I mean, you know, some of my family have been Masons, great-grandfathers, some high-level Masons. They're the ones that founded Texas, that founded America. George Washington was a Mason.
The founders.
He wrote letters against the satanic takeover of Masonry and against the French Revolution. He warned Thomas Jefferson, who they later tried to kill in France. He came back and kind of woke up because Thomas Jefferson was the head of the Illuminati. People say, whoa, I thought Thomas Jefferson's good. There's a counterfeit. The globalists have their Illuminati. And a lot of this stuff isn't even books. This is just known through Americana lore. And so I'm not in the Illuminati, but America was founded by the real Illuminati. And so then all Americans who are really for the Republic are in the Illuminati, but not in the Illuminati of the globalist that is the false Illuminati. Illuminated just means light, God. But the devil was the light bearer of God. He kind of caught God's light. So he's the false God. Like Christ is referred to as the morning star. So is Lucifer, because he's the false Christ. And so people have to understand that there's bad stuff at Masonry because it's been taken over by this. But if you look at Masonry, it's just ancient colleges, because it was called the mystery schools, good and bad, because they didn't just give everybody knowledge of mathematics or weapons or farming or culture. You had to be into the secret rite to be able to get into a university. And so, you know, the Masons today get demonized and things projected onto them. I'm not a Mason. Just like I'm not in any intelligence agency, but I know everything the Masons basically know, and I know everything that basically the intelligence agencies know, but only because I've organically grown up in the Republic. So it's a spiritual thing. And again, it's all deception with them, where they got everybody believing that the Masons are devil worshippers, when in truth, the Masons were only the colleges or intelligence agencies of their age, and they could either be good or bad or a mix of them. So when we come back, I want you to speak to that, and then Owen Shorey, you've been polite sitting over there. We'll talk about it straight ahead. But we're here to not just have illumination for those that are the elite, but illumination for all that want to know the truth.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating, 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to be clear. I'm giving people historical, irrefutable facts that any historian knows that's studied Solomon's Temple or the first colleges that were in Greece and in Northern Africa, in Egypt, or in Babylon. They're on the Tigris-Euphrates. I'm not endorsing those mystery schools and what they were doing. This is pre-Christianity, pre-Judaism. And so those mystery schools go through Judaism and other cultures as well and religions. And then George Washington wrote letters about this and exposed that the Satanists who did the most horrible acts, he talks about it, were taking over Masonry. Not that Masonry was ever perfect. It's just not fair to say Masonry was all a bunch of Satanism. And then, or Masonry is totally perfect. And so, I mean, I've been part of documentaries that have been on History Channel, Discovery Channel, you know, dealing with Masonry, just from my real research of it. You know, I even had family and stuff that said, don't become a Mason. It's really become bad. So that's how corrupt it's gotten. But I mean, we've got Roger Stone coming up. He's a little bit late. He's going to be ready in about 3 minutes. Millie, this is coming up tonight, premiering some of this, other reports, and then, Owen, jump in here whenever you want.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify one thing and kind of ask this rhetorical question. Why would these celebrity elites be so into Satanism? Well, it's really quite simple. Hollywood elites are also really into staying young, looking young, living for a long time, immortality.
Vampirism.
And what it boils down to is that these were supposedly, like, amongst these satanic elite, the secret to immortality, the secret to staying young, looking young. They think that if they perform these rituals on these babies and kill them in a certain way and then harvest their blood and drink it, that they will then be younger and rejuvenated live for a long time.
There's Egyptian manuscripts on this one. Egypt got evil. It was pituitary glands, the blood. It was the original growth hormone.
And the theory behind this manuscript is that the man who wrote it lived to be like 200 years old. I mean, there's some weird theory, which I don't know if I even believe, but they say he lived to be 200 years old because he drank baby's blood. And it's the same way we see people using stem cells today. And you have Hollywood celebrities where they go and get these stem cell treatments from aborted fetuses.
But see how it went for David Bowie. He looked great, but then he died.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing it exactly today when you see these aborted fetuses that are being harvested.
China sells the powder made of dead babies, and then the media makes jokes about it when we cover it.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
Owen?
Well, the reason why we cover this disgusting news is to try to enlighten people and wake people up and try to get them in a call to action to try to make their world a better place, not just ignore all the things that are going on right under their rug. And, you know, Alex, I'm reading this story, and a few things really speak to me. I'm reading about this Haitian lawyer, Mario Joseph, who's trying to get compensation to help victims of these peacekeepers that are spreading cholera to all these victims, over 10,000 people. He's trying to get child support for all the Haitian women that got raped and then left pregnant. He can't get the compensation. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles and other liberal cities around America, we have lawyers getting compensation from the government and private investors to stand up in court for illegal non-citizens, folks. But you can't even get this lawyer who's standing up for rape victims to get compensation.
Or the giant water treatment facility that the UN used on purpose to swim in naked and crap in.
So also another thing that sticks out to me. Is there going to be any mainstream media coverage on this? I haven't seen it yet. I've been monitoring the news all day since this broke this morning. I haven't seen it on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, nowhere. Nowhere on the Hill on C-SPAN. And it goes on, Alex. Listen to this. And I think we can all learn a few things from this. Here's another headline. Deported felon arrested in sexual abuse of a 12-year-old girl at Virginia daycare. This is a man who had already been deported, came back into Virginia, and was raping a 12-year-old girl at a Virginia daycare clinic. Listen to this, Alex. Here's another story that came today. Tagging device found in human trafficking victim. A young doctor known as Dr. A couldn't help but roll his eyes when he read that his next patient claimed to have a GPS tracker implanted in her side. Of course, right? Oh, this is all crazy. Pedophilia running the world, that's all crazy. Satanism running the world, it's all crazy. That's the response. Guess what? Then you look into it, you find out it's real. Sure enough, the doctor looked into it, did an investigation, and guess what? This young woman had an RFID chip in her. This was a sex trafficking slave with an RFID chip in it. That's how serious this stuff is, okay? This isn't some low-level stuff. This is real stuff, folks. You don't implant an RFID chip into your sex slave unless you are some serious business.
By the way, that's mainstream news. And what's crazy is it breaks and gets no attention.
Nothing. I can't get anything. This story broke this morning. It took a few hours for it to get rolling on Twitter. Finally, people on Twitter are reporting it. I'm telling you, I've got all the mainstream news in C-SPAN pulled up on my desk. Zero, Alex.
Oh,
zero.
It's so industrialized.
Nothing on the LA TV report either.
I remember being told by people that had connections to the CIA, and of course it's been on the news that they took over 10,000 kids and literally reprogrammed their brains. That was Dr. Ewing Cameron. That's even on History Channel. And they found all these chips in those women. And that's what's crazy is that I've talked to medical doctors that didn't believe it in Oklahoma where they were removing chips from little kids that were in foster care.
Little kids. That just shows you how deep this goes.
That's because it's so industrialized.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands missing a year. And they go, oh, they're all runaways. No, most of them aren't. The traffickers are like mafia, so they have to scan to see whose property this is. Because a lot of these kids might be 10 years old but been raped for 6, 7 years. Their mind's gone. They put them on drugs. They give them toxins, so they're like zombies.
And then they have nothing. They have no family. They have no money. They have nothing. All they have is their holder.
Well, the word is people think Dahmer, and I've talked to people that were involved with him in psychiatrists in prison, Dahmer, they believe, was probably a victim. That's why he was trying to inject their brains with different chemicals, trying to make them sex slaves like he'd seen. I mean, this is hardcore, and a lot of connections just got made right there. Wow. Wow. This is unbelievable. Roger Stone is there. Is he there now? Good. We're going to Roger Stone. He was a little like getting one of this. He was on with me last hour. I appreciate Roger. I just want to point out drudgereport.com. We put it on screen. Navy SEALs training to take out Kim Jong-un. Listen, we need to see 5,000-pound bunker busters on his ass. I'm not a tactician, but I've studied it. You do not need to send down Navy SEALs into some armed compound with 5,000 crazy North Koreans. That is a suicide mission. USA not bluffing, hidden sub threat, nuke sniffer deployed. Yeah, in fact, we broke that yesterday. They got nuke sniffers, planes out flying around, and they've also got missiles being fired off our coast. I mean, this is just insane asylum. In fact, you know, I've kind of gotten World War III fatigue. I should have been all day. People finally understand World War III could happen. North Korea is not blinking. China says they may nuke North Korea if they don't back off.
Russia also has aircraft in the air right now around Japan and North Korea that can carry a nuclear load. And that's, I think, why the U.S. sent the nuclear tracing aircraft out there to try to monitor that.
And we saw some positive statements out of Russia today towards Trump, like, hey, yeah, let's clean up North Korea. Let's clean up. In fact, they're talking about getting rid of Assad now. Russia is. I think Trump said, hey, we'll do business with you. We'll end all this. But we got to deal with these crazy people first. Thank you. Great job, guys. There's a live show kind of at 3 if you want to be part of that. We'll talk about all this breaking stuff with Rob Dew and others. That'll be on InfoWars.com. So let's do it together.
All right, Alex.
Great job.
Thank you.
Roger Stone, thank you so much, my friend. I'm going to skip this network break so you have more time, and I'm going to skip the 50 after. If the network doesn't like it, I'll just get rid of the fourth hour and start my own network. But, you know, that's just however it works. I love GCN. But I want to give you your time back, Roger Stone, because you're a busy guy and in high demand. Wow, so much going on. Where do you want to begin? I'm going to turn the baton to you, my friend.
Yeah, it's really hard to know where to start, Alex. I mean, there's bombshell news today that should have the Obama administration and the Clintons quaking in their boots because Donald Trump does an interview with Maria Bartiromo in which he says that FBI Director Comey saved Hillary's life by not bringing her up for prosecution, that she would be on trial right now but for Mr. Comey. But now he won't say, as he had said previously, that she shouldn't be investigated and tried on her various Clinton Foundation or email-related scandals. This is not good news for Mrs. Clinton. You'll remember, Alex, what they told us at the end of Watergate. No person is above the law. Then you have President Trump seeming to throw our friend Steve Bannon under the bus. As you correctly pointed out, I want to get this right, there's actually, I think, four stages. It's who is Steve Bannon? What do you think of Steve Bannon? Then it's what are people saying about Steve Bannon? And then I really don't know Steve Bannon. I'm afraid that's the continuum we are now in. Steve's a friend, and I think I probably, as you do, share his worldview more certainly than some of the establishment Republicans in this administration. But I think he is being held responsible for the policy failures of health care, blame that he should share with Reince Priebus. And I can report that Ivanka Trump really has been the lead in urging his replacement. I don't think the outlook is good for Steve, but my sources also tell me that he did not stand up against the strike, that he was neutral on the question of the strike against Syria. As the leading non-interventionist voice in this administration, that would, of course, be disappointing. I do think that there is a dynamic for change within the White House staff, despite the official denials. In this case, I'm going to stand up for Sean Spicer, of whom I've been most critical, because I think he merely made an honest mistake. He should now come back and say that his reading of history was incorrect regarding the Third Reich's use of chemicals on their own people or on any people's. It is horrific regardless, and move on. He is being unfairly targeted and ostracized because he's the spokesman for President Donald J. Trump. We are also, I think, interested to see that Donald Trump's moves in Syria, the limited and very surgical airstrike, which I think turns out to be, in the end, more symbolic than determinative in terms of what happens on the ground in Syria. There are indications that despite the very best efforts of Generals Mattis and McMaster to push President Trump into being George W. Bush and expanding the war in Syria with 150,000 ground troops, Trump, to his credit, whose instincts are always good, is resisting that narrative and falling back to his campaign position of not seeking, foreign wars based on the need for regime change. The positives of the Trump initiative in Syria, I think, are pretty clear. China is now openly urging the North Koreans to behave and saying that if they don't, the Chinese may nuke their nuclear plant. Bomb their nuclear plant. The Russians giving indications that they might be willing to reconsider their support for Assad as long as we are committed to the destruction of ISIS and Islamic terrorism in the country. These are all manifestations of the diplomatic move, or I should say the geopolitical move, of the assault on the airbase in Syria. At the same time, I don't think that you have a circle of advisors around the president reminding him of his campaign pledges and making the case for non-interventionism, but the case is being made by many rank-and-file Trump supporters who are bombarding social media and the White House with negative reaction to the limited incursion into Syria, and letting the president know that they remember his pledge not to go off to future foreign wars. That is having an effect, not in the sense that his advisors are affecting him, McMaster, Mattis, certainly the first son-in-law, but Trump is, I think, reinforced in a correct view that we should not expand our engagement into Syria. And as I told Politico yesterday, in my opinion, doing so would be the functional end of Trumpism. The president seems to be going the right direction here. I think he has a diplomatic success on his hands. Remains to be seen whether it is a military success, whether it, in fact, affects the bottom line of what happens in Syria. But he seems to be making a number of signals that he is moving against a wider war. Then there is the news by the Washington Post that Carter Page, who appended himself to some issue advisory committee for the Trump campaign, was indeed under surveilled under a FISA warrant based on what probable cause we do not know. Mr. Page denies any wrongdoing, but clearly, unlike myself or others, he has visited Russia. He has had communications with some Russians. I continue to favor a full and vigorous investigation here. But the investigation needs to include whether the actions of Susan Rice to unmask the various Trump associates utilizing intelligence community data from surveillance for political purposes. How high did that go? Did that go to Valerie Jarrett, the alter ego of President Obama? Did it go to the president himself? If no person is above the law, While I would like to see the House and Senate Intelligence Committee delve into these issues, the real place they should be adjudicated is before a grand jury. I would point out the criminalization of Watergate and the fact that although the Senate hearings into Watergate were riveting television and the House impeachment proceedings against Nixon were riveting television, in the end, it was the Watergate special prosecutor who sent the circle, the closest circle of aides around President Reagan, President Nixon, to prison. Once again, no person is above the law. The real vulnerability here, as it becomes clear that there is no Russian collusion, is that the Russian collusion claim, invented by John Podesta, as a diversion from Podesta's own business activities, making millions of dollars with the clique around Putin, of oligarchs, the gas deal, the uranium deal, the bank deal, and so on, is manufactured of whole cloth. And this rationalization, this legal justification for the monitoring of, we know for certain now, Mr. Page, is not based in any probable cause or evidence, but based in a political motive. That makes what Susan Rice did worse than Watergate. Watergate times 10. This could bring down the entire front line of the Obama administration. And I believe, and I have said this previously, and we're going to find out shortly, that I was most likely under surveillance, either under the same warrant or under an additional identical warrant. I say that because of information in the New York Times on January 20th, the day of the inaugural. The headline is "Wiretapped Data Utilized in Probe of Trump Associates." I am named in that story with Carter Page and Paul Manafort. If that is true, then the FISA court, the super secret FISA court, has conducted this surveillance for political motives, that Rice and others use the fruit of that surveillance for political purposes. And most importantly, my civil rights, my civil liberties were violated on the basis of no probable cause, on the basis of no real tangible evidence, on the basis of a outrageous claim by John Podesta. I am huddling with my lawyers to see what my options are, with the caveat that I hear deafening silence from the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. John McCain has defamed me, has said things that are patently not true, has claimed that I have a relationship with former Ukrainian President Yanukovych, who I have no relationship with whatsoever. I've never worked for him. I've never met him. I don't know him. I have no association with him. He's also said that I have association with the Russians. That's also false. On the House side, Congressman Adam Schiff, a politician on the make, a guy who may think he's going to move to Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat over my dead body, is incorrect. He has made a number of flat statements about me that are false, that are demonstrably false, and I await my time in front of either committee. But what I hear is deafening silence from both. Now, it's not because the president's action in Syria has knocked the wind out of the Russian narrative. The mainstream media continues to try to whip this. The fact that the Carter Page story in today's Washington Post is a page one story proves the point. So Washington is boiling now with intrigue. The House Democrats are flummoxed by the fact that Devin Nunes selflessly stepped aside, even though he's done nothing wrong, and will now leave the prosecution of this investigation to Trey Gowdy and Congressman Tom Rooney from my home state of Florida, both good men, both former prosecutors, both attorneys, and they will insist on an investigation that is broader than just the question of Russian collusion that will extend to the improprieties with surveillance information by the Obama administration. Thanks for joining me at InfoWars, and we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for that freedom fighter patriot, Alex Jones. And I want to remind our listeners yet again that InfoWars, like so much of alternative media, is under assault as never before, as the globalists and their allies in Silicon Valley, who control Google and Facebook, seek to limit our reach and our ability to rally the populace, as we did for the election of Donald Trump in the ongoing fight for freedom. That's why we need you to go to the InfoWars store and look at many of the terrific products there. The one that's intrigued me the most recently is Caveman, which is a great kind of fundamental, high-quality superfood support product, which boosts immunity, promotes stronger bones, clearer skin, greater energy. I mean, you're taking things like turmeric root and shaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. Many of these are proven natural supplements that were used by our ancestors long before we could read the New York Times. And you will see that this particular product was 5 years in development. It has hundreds of testimonials in terms of overall well-being. And right now, it's 33% off in a very special limited time sale. That's a great price. And this is a product that I have now tried and must tell you I like it and I commend it. You'll not only be helping yourself, but you'll be helping InfoWars and the fight for freedom. I want to talk about that assault on our First Amendment rights, the active gambit of the tech left to engage in Stalin-like censorship. You see, they can't argue with the fact that their policies, whether they be their fiscal policies of borrowing and spending, their adventurous foreign policies, their porous border immigration policies, their one-sided rigged trade policies, their policies have brought the country to its knees. Rather than engage in a vigorous debate with us, they want to shut us up about their failures. And many Americans and many journalists look at me like I'm some kind of a conspiracy theorist when I talk about the fact that in Christmas of 2017, buried deep in the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, and never mentioned by the president in his official statement after signing it, was the Counter Disinformation and Anti-Propaganda Act of 2017. This essentially makes free speech on the internet, it criminalizes certain free speech that is deemed to be quote-unquote fake news. There you have it, folks. Sets up essentially the Ministry of Truth, the National Board of Censorship, if you will. The new law will allow the government to crack down with impunity against any media outlet that it deems to be propaganda. This piece of legislation provides huge amounts of money to fund counter-propaganda to make sure the government's approved stories drown out alternative news, or any journalists like those here at InfoWars who challenge the U.S. government narrative of events. This would be an entirely legal crackdown. It's also been called the Countering Information Warfare Act of 2016. And ironically, this particular piece of censorship was sponsored by Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, a longtime retainer for the Bush family and a certified member of the two-party ruling duopoly in Washington, D.C. How is this manifesting itself? Well, we've reported extensively here at InfoWars.com about the active treachery of Google and Facebook. A story from Email Marketing in March of 2017 notes, incredibly, that Google, when putting forward press releases from Hillary Clinton's campaign, classified those updates as updates, whereas Donald Trump's were classified as promotions. This interpretation alone guaranteed that Hillary Clinton's press releases would get millions of more opens than Donald Trump's. It's a perfect example of the subtle techniques that the folks at Google were using in their efforts to limit the reach of Donald Trump during the campaign, and typical of the kind of efforts that are being used to block Infowars.com or StoneColdTruth.com or The Stone Zone, or I should just say StoneZone.com or Daily Caller or Breitbart or so many other fine sites. Paul Joseph Watson yesterday posted the proof, a claim, a story that said correctly that Hillary Clinton essentially sold 20% of the uranium production in the United States to a company that is controlled by Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin. But Snopes.com, it is noted in the lower left corner, deems this story to be fake news. Well, I deem Snopes to be fake news. And the idea that some third party is going to decide what we can read and what we cannot read, or what we should believe and not believe, it's entirely antithetical to the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That's what we're up against. Now, the slipping of Brother Steve Bannon, which sadly I think is exacerbated by the fact that Mr. Bannon would not utilize his political capital to bring other non-globalists into the White House staff, to bring other nationalists, those who share the Trump vision, into the White House staff. Now, sadly, surrounded by his establishment enemies, Steve Bannon's alone. This makes the question of his long-term survival or his even his future effectiveness unclear. This development is particularly concerning in view of the onslaught through the internet media to slowly strangle us through censorship, because if there is anyone in the president's entourage who should understand this issue and who can educate the president about this issue, it would be Steve Bannon. He comes, after all, from alternative media. I have always valued my contributions to Breitbart, for whom I write on occasion, my many occasions on the Breitbart radio program on Sirius. But it is therefore problematic that while Mr. Bannon may be on the skids, the folks at Facebook, the folks at Google, are wining and dining. The first son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his wife, Ivanka, about whom I cannot say enough good things. As I reported earlier, Ivanka has rather taken the lead in the effort to purge Steve Bannon. And when the president says to Michael Goodwin in the New York Post that he barely knows Bannon, it's a very bad sign. So we have Bannon in eclipse. We have the people who are trying to kneecap Infowars.com and kneecap the Stone Cold Truth.com and kneecap StoneZone.com and Daily Caller and Breitbart, Town Hall, and so many other fine conservative, liberty-oriented websites. This is problematic. If the censors have their way, the prospect for the re-election of Donald Trump without a vibrant and robust alternative media readily available on the internet, well, those prospects are zero. This is survival, folks, and this is why, again, we need your support at the Infowars.com store, whether it's the caveman formula or whether it's your Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton for prison t-shirts. which were very much in evidence, the Hillary Clinton for Prison 2017 T-shirts, very much in evidence the other night in Pembroke Pines when I spoke to two back-to-back Trump rallies. This is a very popular item. It sticks it right in the thumb of the eye. It takes your thumb and sticks it in the eye of the political establishment and the Hillary apologists, and it supports the movement. So I send you there for your T-shirt. Make a statement and support us. We're going to see, I think, an upheaval in the Trump administration. I tweeted last week that change is going to come, and I think it will. At the end, I put my faith in the instincts of Donald J. Trump. I honestly believe that when he gets all the information, he almost invariably makes the right decision. What I fear is that he is not getting the whole truth, the full truth, the necessary facts. And we know that some around him, McMaster, Mattis, and others, have advocated a broadened war, for example. I don't know that he is aware of the enormous challenge posed by the censorship brigade, which is legally authorized by Barack Obama, and their cooperation with the barons of Silicon Valley to strangle the Trump reform movement in the cradle. And without Steve Bannon at his sleeve to tell him, we have to count on you. Yes, you. The individual activist who watches InfoWars or tunes into any other fine conservative alternative media, you need to contact the White House. You need to post your feelings on social media. You need to stand up for Trumpism. And in that way, I think the president will get the signal. That's why I think he's moving away from the wider war. There are a number of indications in his public comments that the incursion of Syria was meant to be limited in his mind, was limited, was very effective in several respects, but it does not signal the abandonment of Trumpism and a new interventionist jag. If it does, well, then we will have failed. What do I mean by that? Well, the president's coalition, the coalition of right-of-center voters that elected him, has many stripes. Some in our coalition are social conservatives. They're motivated by issues like abortion and transgendered bathrooms and states' rights. Others in our movement are libertarians. They're fed up with interventionism abroad and foreign war that does not involve our national interests. They're also, they tend to be, against big government, against the government criminalization of marijuana. And Donald Trump, with his position on medical marijuana and states' rights, appealed to these voters, as did his anti-war position. And then there are the traditional conservative Republicans of the Reagan stripe in our coalition. The one thing that isn't in our coalition are neocons. Now, we cannot afford to lose any of the elements of the Trump coalition, because the president has to govern, and he can only govern with a majority coalition, no matter how slender. And if that coalition splinters over war, it could be the functional end of Trumpism. Look at the economic indicators. Look at the recent Supreme Court justice who was confirmed relatively easily. Look at the incredible work the president is doing at the regulatory and departmental level, which doesn't get the media coverage it should. And you will see that, as Alex Jones says, when it comes to domestic policy, the president's an A, a B plus at worst. And if the incursion into Syria does turn out to be a limited one-time military operation and doesn't herald a wider war, well, then Trumpism, despite many who work for him in the White House, is very much intact. Let me say at the close here, if you want to understand the backstory on so much of this, I still urge you to go to the InfoWars.com store and get your copy of The Making of the President 2016 by that brilliant New York Times bestselling author, Roger Stone. This is an insider's take on how Alex Jones and others, other MVPs like James O'Keefe, played a crucial role in providing an alternative narrative for the American people than the narrative put forward by the mainstream media and CNN and the other mainstream pundits, who in their elitism and in their arrogance could not see that the American people were fed up with globalism. They were fed up with the loss of American sovereignty. They were fed up with those who reject American exceptionalism, that they want a muscular national defense as a deterrent to bad actors like the North Korean dictator, but that they rejected adventurism around the globe. It's a definitive look on how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest upset in American history. And you can still grab it at the InfoWars.com store now. Thanks for joining us. I'll be right back. All right. So I've just gotten word that we're going to keep moving, and that is a good thing. It is a great opportunity to point out to you again that we have the challenge that I spoke of in terms of the efforts to kneecap us through troll bots and fake news blockers. There's a dozen different names for the techniques that the tech left is using against InfoWars. That's why I think it's a perfect time to let you know about the Eastern Mega Special that is now on at the InfoWars.com store. Thanks to you, we can keep this fight for liberty going, and we can keep the lights on, and we can send out investigative reporters to the hot spots around the country and the world where there's breaking news that you, as an InfoWars.com watcher or listener, need to know. So there is a sale to end all sales right now, with 30% off of BrainForce, 25% off of Super Male Vitality, 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off of Secret 12 Vitamin B12, 25% off of Super Female Vitality. We treat the genders equally here at InfoWars.com. And 25% off of Survival Shield, which is one of the best antioxidants that you'll find out there in the market. Long before I ever met Alex Jones, long before I became an aficionado and a member of the family here at InfoWars, I had been a believer in holistic medicine and the use of natural herbs and supplements to supplement and, in fact, have a prophylactic effect on health. And I can tell you there are, sadly, a lot of bogus purveyors out there who are selling you products that are mostly filler or that are of inferior or diluted quality. You will never find that at InfoWars.com at the store. Every one of these products has to go through the rigorous testing and the personal approval of Alex Jones himself. And he sells nothing in which he does not believe. And that belief is based on hundreds and hundreds, in some cases thousands, of individual testimonials, people who have tried and tested the product and come back and said, this really works. This is a great product. So no matter what you choose, you can do so with confidence that every one of these products is the best available. that when you buy iodine, for example, the iodine supplement, you are getting the best iodine, the most efficient or effective iodine available on the market. A lot of these herbs and key natural elements are not that easy to find in high quality quantities, but InfoWars manages to do that. Every once in a while, I get upset when they're out of a product, but frankly, I think people who are into alternative supplements understand that the quality is here, and therefore some of the best products sell out very quickly. The superfluoride toothpaste, which is now available not only in the peppermint flavor, but a new bubblegum flavor, which is great for kids. My grandchildren love the bubblegum. They thought that the peppermint was a little spicy, a little harsh. My wife, on the other hand, likes the peppermint, and that is the whitest, most gleaming smile you're ever going to see. So this is a perfect example of the high-quality product that you can only get here at InfoWars. And not only are you going to have better oral health, and frankly, the health of the gums has been tied directly to heart health, heart disease, and so on, but you're going to be helping the fight for freedom. You're going to be giving us the war chest we need to take on the globalists, to take on the folks at Google, to take on the censors who would seek to silence those of us who stood shoulder to shoulder for Donald J. Trump. So it's a win-win situation, folks. You can help back the revolution, and you can get superior products. Please hit the InfoWars.com store. We need your support. We value your support. And with your support, the fight for liberty will go on. I noticed that I got a lot of mail today pointing out to me that Michelle and Barack Obama, our esteemed former president and the future nominee of the Democratic Party for president in 2020, mark my words, Michelle Obama, are in Tahiti, a country that has no current extradition treaty with the United States. Now, the president is slated to return to the United States on Monday, but that appears it has now been postponed with the arrival of the former first lady on Saturday. The president's been staying for at least a month, 30 miles from Tahiti, in a private island resort called the Brando, which can only be reached by boat or small seaplane. Now, he may have left this resort to go to French Polynesian islands, but the question is this Elba? Is the president out of the country and unavailable because perhaps, just perhaps, he sees Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett headed to the grand jury, and he sees the collapse of the phony Russian argument and the spying on Donald Trump about to hit the fan? Yes, you heard it here first at InfoWars.com. All right, so we're going to continue. The terrific reporting of Jerry Corsi last week regarding the Soros-funded fight for the future is yet another manifestation of the Google effort to choke us. I've seen this myself at stonecoldtruth.com, and the fact that we are, in our retweets, while we were surging before the election and after the election, now suddenly we're mysteriously down. Yes, it's an all-out assault on our First Amendment, and we're going to talk about how to fight it coming up at InfoWars. Many thanks.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.